use community of support by donating $35 during Fund Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
And the time is 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Good afternoon, friends. Ron Robinson with another edition of Pages, Radio for Readers, here for you for the next half hour. On this half hour, well, what's on at the Winnipeg Public Library? Yes, things getting back to normal. And I spy with my little eye. What's on at the Winnipeg Public Library? Do I say yes? Free press book pages, the best of 2025. We have a joke from Bob Dylan and a little Christmas reading from Gordon Pinsent. And we'll take a quick look at a reader's book of days. Public Library. Something in the studio going wiki 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 wiki. We don't know. Could be the winter weather. Well, sure, well, the winter weather. Let's start with that. Minus 22 and partly cloudy skies. Tonight clear, minus 30 with a wind chill of minus 38. Then for Friday, I see 5 centimeters of snow is the promise for Friday. Very windy as well. The high minus 10 and the wind chill will be minus 23. Now, looking at what's on the Winnipeg Public Library, oh no, things will be back to normal. You trust, well, we did see a couple of stalled buses on the way in today. I don't know. I had to take the road as well. Never mind. That's why we live here. So I'm looking at the Silver Screen Matinee. Miracle on 34th Street then at the Millennium Library. Saturday movie for December 20th. How do they sum it up? An old man hired by Macy's to be the store Santa claims to be the real Santa Claus. It says 94 minutes. So yes, that is the original, not the remake from 1994. No, this is the 1940s one. Good to know. 2 to 3:30 at the Millennium Library. And that, it doesn't say it here, but that would be in the Carol Shields Auditorium. It's just an open event. You can just come by and drop in December 20th and 2 o'clock. Tea light lanterns. It's not too late. Little Christmas Something Possible is an in-person effort. Looking to bring some light to your life. Get creative and crafty and make a tea light lantern. All supplies provided. No experience necessary. Ages 13 to 17. It's like 90 minutes, Saturday, December 20th, 2 to 3:30 at the program room at the Transcona Library. Now, you have to register, but that's all right. There are 9 seats left. Are you ready for Christmas? Have you got your list? You know what you want. Good.
Santa, I'm asking for the best thing that I can think of. Please bring tonight someone for me to love. I've been good, done what I should. What I want now for me to love.
From their CD, I See a Star. I'm looking at the best of 2025 from the Winnipeg Free Press from last Saturday. If you missed it, you'd have to go online, but it can be done to find both the fiction and the nonfiction. This year, he's done it all at once. It's a bit like Christmas Carol. He did it all at once, yes. So the best books, top titles, if you're getting desperate now, this is a bit ago, the Free Press Reviewers, including Days of Feasting and Rejoicing by David Bergen. There you go. Go local as well. Mick Herron, if somebody has been reading the Jackson Lemmon and his Band of Misfits, the Slow Horses, the latest, Clown Town, out in hardcover and favorably reviewed by Chris Smith. See Madeline Tien's Book of Records. It's a new book for this because you do want to know what was the latest, what's new. I've got a note here because we talked to, did we not, Terry Follis, The Marionette. Deborah Bowers liked it. If you're looking for a hopeful tale to balance the increasingly discouraging state of the world, comic thriller about a thriller writer working undercover. Very Canadian, very polite. Yes, Terry Follis has done very well writing humor. And he said he might bring this character back, if you remember our interview. That's the best in fiction. There's, I see, there's a brief three children's book listed for the children's section. Oh, when it comes to nonfiction, well, I'd call this nonfiction, A Book of Lives, a memoir of sorts. It's a monster. Morley Walker liked it a lot. That's Margaret Atwood's A Memoir of Sorts. Absorbing must-read for anyone interested, not just in the grand dame of Canadian letters, but in North American cultural development in the second half of the 20th century. I speak my little eyes as well. Well, there's children's books I mentioned. And I wanted to mention the Against the Grain, Defiant Giants Who Changed the World. That's by Terry O'Reilly, he of CBC Radio's Under the Influence, the advertising man, yes, although the advertising crew here onto something different, I said. It's perseverance that is the thread that runs through five different categories and characters. He wants to draw our attention to entertainment, business, industry, politics, science, medicine, as well as sports. So you could, if you still got last Saturday's paper, the Free Press book pages, or go online, look up the book pages, or top titles, or best books of 25 would probably bring it up for you. Now, do we have time for a Christmas joke? I think we do.
Think about the holiday season. You get a lot of cards at Christmas. I was in the post office the other day. The woman in front of me wanted to buy some stamps for her Christmas cards. The guy at the counter asked her, "What denomination do you want?" She couldn't believe he asked her that. But she said, "I guess you better give me 20 Catholic and 10 Presbyterian."
That's Bob Dylan at a joke at Christmas. I'll tell you what's important to have at Christmas. That's the Nutcracker score, an indelible part of the season. Royal Winnipeg Ballet, Centennial Concert Hall. Yes. What is today's date? Could it be December the 18th? I'm sure it is. And the reason for that is we're doing a reading of A Christmas Carol tonight. Yes. Accompanied by guitar. James Hickerson on guitar at Dalnevret Museum. Probably still room there. If you arrive at 7, you could probably park in the parking lot there. Showtime is 7:30. We have you out the door by 9. You can't beat that, can you? All right, it's abridged, but still. So, Nutcracker, Royal Winnipeg Ballet, December 19th to the 23rd, as well as the 26th and the 27th. Nice review by preview by Jen Zarate in the Free Press. We're talking Tchaikovsky. We're talking Little Girl's Dreams. We're talking Wonderful Christmas Present. Yes. The London Symphony Orchestra, Andre Previn conducting at 12 minutes after 5.
I'm Rick Westhead, author of We Breed Lions, Confronting Canada's Troubled Hockey Culture, and you're listening to CKUW-FM 95.9 in Winnipeg.
Something from Gordon Pinsent, then.
Christmas was so much like another in those years around the sea town corner now. And out of all sound, except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and 6 nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. All the Christmases rolled down toward the two-tongued sea like a cold and headlong moon, bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged, fish-freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea. And out come Mrs. Prothero and the fireman. It was on the afternoon of the day of Christmas Eve, and I was in Mrs. Prothero's garden waiting for cats with her son, Jim. It was snowing. It was always snowing at Christmas. December, in my memory, is white as Lapland, though there were no reindeers. But there were cats. Patient, cold, and callous, our hands wrapped in socks, we waited to snowball the cats. Sleek and long as jaguars and horrible whiskered, spitting and snarling, they would slink and sidle over the white back garden walls, and the lynx-eyed hunters, Jim and I, fur-capped and moccasin trappers from Hudson Bay, off Mumbles Road, would hurl our deadly snowballs at the green of their eyes. The wise cats never appeared. We were so still. Eskimo-footed Arctic marksmen in the muffling silence of the eternal snows, eternal ever since Wednesday, that we never heard Mrs. Protheroe's first cry from her igloo at the bottom of the garden, or if we heard it at all, it was to us like the far-off challenge of our enemy and prey, the neighbor's polar cat. But soon the voice grew louder. "Fire!" cried Mrs. Protheroe. And she beat the dinner gong, and we ran down the garden with the snowballs in our arms toward the house. And smoke, indeed, was pouring out of the dining room, and the gong was bombardating, and Mrs. Protheroe was announcing ruin like a town crier in Pompeii. Well, this was better than all the cats in Wales standing on the wall in a row. We bounded into the house, laden with snowballs, and stopped at the open door of the smoke-filled room. Something was burning, all right. Perhaps it was Mr. Protheroe, who always slept there midday dinner with a newspaper over his face, but he was standing in the middle of the room saying, "A fine Christmas!" and smacking at the smoke with the slipper. "Call the fire brigade," cried Mrs. Protheroe as she beat the gong. "They won't be there," said Mr. Protheroe. "It's Christmas!" There was no fire to be seen, only clouds of smoke, and Mr. Protheroe standing in the middle of them, waving his slipper as though he were conducting. "Do something," he said, and we threw all our snowballs into the smoke. I think we missed Mr. Protheroe and ran out of the house to the telephone box. "Let's call the police as well," Jim said, "and the ambulance, and Ernie Jenkins, he likes fires." But we only called the fire brigade, and soon the fire engine came. And three tall men in helmets brought a hose into the house. And Mr. Protheroe got out just in time before they turned it on. Nobody could have had a noisier Christmas Eve. And when the firemen turned off the hose and were standing in the wet, smoky room, Jim's aunt, Miss Protheroe, came downstairs and peered in at them. Jim and I waited very quietly to hear what she would say to them. She said the right thing always. She looked at the three tall firemen in their shining helmets, standing among the smoke and the cinders and dissolving snowballs, and she said, "Would you like anything to read?"
Gordon Vincent, reading from Dylan Thomas's A Child Christmas in Wales. "Yes, it's a small little book, but it makes a wonderful Christmas present," he said, pumping it as hard as he could at 5:17, almost as good as a Christmas carol at 5:17. Time for our march then around the supper table. Looking at the Free Press from February the 5th of 2025, for Isaac Gottfried, passed away peacefully in his 100th year. He was a survivor. Several concentration camps from the age of 15 to 18, escaping into the woods shortly before liberation, testified against the Nazis in the Buchenwald trials in Dachau, Germany, in 1947. Wanted to educate people of all ages and backgrounds about the horrors of the Holocaust by speaking to over 25,000 people at schools, museums, and conferences locally and internationally. Interviewed newspapers, television, documentaries, PhD candidates. At the age of 92, Isaac published his memoir, Lucky to Survive, which sold over 1,000 copies. At Isaac's request, all proceeds were donated to the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. Very proud of the book, selling to everybody he met, even his ambulance attendants. That's his book. He ended his lecture and interviewed the words "Never Again," but his book is titled Lucky to Survive, and there are three copies in the Winnipeg Public Library system. Well, let's make our march around the supper table tonight then, the Air Command Band. our march, then. Around the supper table tonight, Canada on the March, the Air Command Band, from the title of the same name, On the March. Look at the Free Press. Now, this is from some time back, but I got buried at home Friday, November 28th. Structural issues forced Terry Sawchuk Arena to close for a second time in 6 years. Or as the very short headline says, looks like they liked it, but they had a lot more space. Arena on ice, again. City Community Services Chair Councillor Vivian Santos said staff told her that internal deterioration of glulam, that's glued laminated wood beams, was discovered at Terry Sawchuk Arena. The beams are found to be hollow. It's uncommon, but it does present a concern. Yes, I would imagine it would. And so the hopes, well, hoping repairs can be done because the closure expected to last at least December 31st. And who was Terry Sawchuk, you're saying?
His father was Ukrainian. He was born Canadian. 1929 now, boys, under Manitoba skies. Hit the ice at the age of 12, the first of a thousand scars he'd have. Lost a brother to a mystery pain, so he brought home the bruises then. And he never rode a train before, conscious of the clothes he wore. A hockey jacket and his brother's pants, $10 pressed in his hands. On the heart of Michigan, leave Winnipeg in the wind. With the Red Wings on the losing end, it was Terry changed everything. Oh, the air is stale, the ice is slick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Terry turned them all back. Wave upon wave they'd attack. Foil the rocket and frustrate Hull. Take it on the chest or in the skull. Cheat the Hawks on the Maple Leafs. Leave the Habs in disbelief and send New York whimpering and break Boston's heart again. And scar piles up on scar like he was in his own world war. It would hurt just to look at him like the gangster in the Howard Hawks film. And then the mask that would hide his face, machine gun in a violin case. Take your best shot, let it come, 'cause the sweater reads number one. Until finally the puck feels like a brick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. Years in the Stanley Cup, the crowd's wild as they lift him up. But when you win, they stand and cheer. When you lose, they hiss and jeer. The hometown crowd got no respect. You give your all, this is what you get. So be careful of what you wish, 'cause sudden death got a bitter kiss. And a hostile crowd cut you to the quick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry Sawchuk done that. Only Terry Sawchuk ever done that. The axe falls with the Boston trade. The top of a downhill grade. Olympia in slow decline. Or something darker biding time. He carried on. the darkest horse they ever rode. An ancient game with ancient laws. He was the best that there ever was. And the rest was a bad dream. Shuffling from team to team. But he was done, it was all in ruin. Retired warrior at 41. Ballet and murder, time and space. 400 stitches to his face. About a week after his last game, and Terry saw Chuck's heart cave in. But he hears his brother's voice as he lays awake. Try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that.
Ron Hines saw Chuck. At 5:28, I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Pages, Radio for Readers. Back Saturday, 6 till 8 in the morning with Carol. Hope you can join us then. Yes, we'll be back live on Christmas Day as well. A couple of treats for you there. Stay tuned now for Eat Your Arts and Vegetables, a repeat off the computer for this week. And I expect Tony the Brave or something like it at 6 o'clock. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 on your FM dial now. Leave you with a little bit of the Winnipeg Singers.